Peeling the Onion at Twitter. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The social media platform's new owner, Elon Musk, says more information will be revealed in the coming hours about the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election.
Twitter needs to be held accountable. Thank goodness for Elon Musk. I knew when Elon Musk bought the company that this was going to be a positive thing.
House Republican James Comer, according to internal emails, executives at Twitter debated how to handle the story reported by the New York Post. Some employees feared it may have been a Russian hacking operation. Twitter's former CEO, who apparently wasn't involved, admits censoring the story was a mistake. Thousands of Twitter employees have recently been let go, but according to the latest jobs report, other companies are hiring.
The U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs in November at a historically strong pace of hiring. It's above the 200,000 expected, but slightly lower than the 284,000 created in October, which was revised up.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Devastating news in Texas, where 7-year-old Athena Strand has been found dead.
We think Athena died within just a very hour or so, the very hour or so after her departure from her home.
Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken, a driver for FedEx who delivered a package to the child's house around the time she went missing on Wednesday, is under arrest. It's unclear how the girl was killed. Tomorrow will mark 3 weeks since the murders of 4 students at the University of Idaho. On Thursday, police posted on Facebook that all the speculation is stoking community fears. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Moving forward in Indiana, an investigation into an abortion performed on a child.
A Marion County judge rejected Dr. Caitlin Bernard's request to block Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita from investigating her after speaking out about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. The Republican asking Indiana's medical licensing board to discipline Bernard, alleging she violated state law by not reporting the girl's child abuse to officials and patient privacy laws. Bernard suing Rokita, arguing he spread false information, maintaining the girl's abuse was reported to Ohio police and protective services. The judge allowing the investigation to move forward, but finding Rokita wrongly made public comments about investigating the doctor before a complaint was filed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An American woman has died while sailing to Antarctica. Authorities say the Viking Polaris cruise ship was hit by a rogue wave near the southernmost tip of South America. The 62-year-old victim was hit by broken glass when the massive wave smashed into cabin windows. 4 other people were hurt. The wave struck during a storm on Tuesday. The financial fraud during the COVID-19 pandemic that's been uncovered so far may be just the tip of the iceberg.
Sam Krueger studies pandemic assistance fraud at the University of Texas. He says a new congressional report shows how financial tech firms, or fintechs, failed to do basic due diligence when examining millions of loan applications. Investigators say some fintech companies like Blue Acorn, which processed millions of PPP loans and made a lot of money doing it, instructed employees not to be concerned with fraud. The report claims the company told workers, quote, if you are doubtful of a document's authenticity but are not certain, the rule of thumb is to accept it.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.